الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي ساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعص الله ورسوله فلا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أما بعد ألا إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار علمنا اللهم بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. My brothers and sisters, before we even start with us as human beings, I'd like to look at something that is as small as a virus, something that our scientists and our doctors, we can't even decide up to now whether it is alive or not alive, or whether it is a, it doesn't have the qualities of a living object. It doesn't respire, it does not grow, it does not nourish itself. And yet still this virus, if it is the virus that causes the common cold, the ahi, it is that virus that will lodge itself in the nostrils. We can't decide if it's alive, if it is intelligent or anything. It does just have maybe one or two strands of DNA, that's it. And this very virus will lodge itself in the nose, so that when you sneeze, it will pass from one to the other. La ilaha illallah. You look at rabies, the virus called rabies. And by the way, I know you all expected me to jump directly into the topic. La ilaha illallah. Sabr. Fa sabrun jameel ya akhi al-kareem. And sometimes we need to do a little ta'aruf. We need to know one another. We need to feel out each other, ya akhi. And smile with one another and love one another, ya akhi. So that sometimes we take ourselves away from the problem. And look at the rabies. The rabies virus, it will enter the animal and it will cause madness. It goes to the brain and causes madness. And when the animal has become rabid, then it will come and lodge itself in the spittle, the spit of the animal, so that when it bites another animal, it will be transferred. Intelligence, ya akhi. But here the thing, we can't even figure it out if it's alive or not. Herpes was a big epidemic some time ago. Boys, young men, young ladies, be careful. The herpes virus, it enters your body. We won't say how it enters. It goes through your entire system, and when it has gone through the incubation period, it will go and lodge itself in little sores that will form around the mouth and around the genitals. Why? Just how you got it, just so you're going to give it. Around the mouth, nowhere else. Around the mouth and around the genitals. So we know how you get herpes and how you transfer it. But imagine for an instant that the AIDS virus, ya akhi, was transferred the way a common cold was, by a sneeze. What would happen? La ilaha illallah. The design of whom? Al-Aleem, Al-Hakim. La ilaha illallah. Here it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designed you and I. And He has made you beautiful, ya akhi, and granted you intelligence. Imam Ahmad and Imam Muslim, they bring a hadith on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. So you see how we're going to shift the concern from the unintelligent virus, ya akhi. أَخَذَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِيَدِي. Abu Hurairah says that his friend, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, took him by the hand. Faqal, and he says, khalaqallahu turbata yawm as-sabt, that Allah created the earth or created dirt or created soil on Saturday. وَخَلَقَ الْجِبَالَ يَوْمَ الْأَحَدِ. And on Sunday he created the mountains. وَخَلَقَ الشَّجَرَ يَوْمَ الْإِثْنَيْنِ. And on Monday he created the trees, he created the fauna. وَخَلَقَ الْمَكْرُوهَ يَوْمَ الثُّلَثَى. And all the hated things, the viruses we just mentioned, and the bacteria, and the hated animals, the animals that can cause you pain and death, things that cause hurt and pollution, he created it on Tuesday. وَخَلَقَ النُّورَ يَوْمَ الْأَرْبِعَى. And he created light on Wednesday. وَبَثَّ الدَّوَابَ الدَّوَابَ يَوْمَ الْخَمِيسَ. And on Thursday he created animals, or the fauna. وَخَلَقَ آدَمَ بَعْدَ الْعَصْرِ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَ. He created you, يَا أَخِي. He created man after Asr, between the last hours on يَوْمُ الْجُمُعَ, on Friday, between Asr and Maghrib. He saved the best for last. He saved the best for last, يَا أَخِي. He says in Quran concerning man, none other of his creation was done by the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm afraid to raise my hand in to gesticulate. Why? He's speaking of the Lord of the universe. Ya akhi, be careful. You know your limits. Lima khalaqtu biyadayhi, he says. When he was speaking to Shaitan, why it is you did not perform sajda, why you didn't bow when I ordered you? To the one who I created with my own two hands. I hope you all seeing what I'm doing here, Yahi. You see the trend? You see the angle that I'm coming with, Yahi? We're looking at the pedestal that you are on, Yahi, O Muslim, O my Muslim brother, my loving brother. I don't see you, and I don't see the color of your skin, and I do not see the type of hair that you have, and I do not see the country of your origin, Ya Akhi. Lima khalaqtu biyadayhi, the one who I created with my own two hands. La ilaha illallah. That is the creation of Adam, Ya Akhi, our father. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. We created you and we shaped you and we gave you that, we fashioned you and we gave you that beautiful shape. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The things that men ogle over and they go crazy over. Subhanallah. The creating hand of Allah. So, Alhamdulillah, we have brothers who are smiling. This is what we want here, Akhi. We don't smile anymore, you know. We're looking to stick the dagger in the back, Ya Akhi. That's what we're looking to do. Huh? Ya Akhi, I love you. You may not see me again, but let me say a good word before I depart. La ilaha illallah. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقُنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرْنَاكُمْ ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ. And then we said to the angels, we created you, we fashioned you, mashallah. Beauty, beauty. From head to toe. And then we said to the angels, bow to Adam. ثُمَّ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. And all of them bowed. All of them prostrated, sorry. Except Iblis. لَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ. He was not one of those who bowed. Disobeyed. قَالَ مَا مَنَعَكَ أَن تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ. And he said, what it is prevented you from bowing when I ordered you? And in this is a beautiful piece of tafsir, that when some people interpret the order as coming to the angels, and that Shaitan or Iblis was exonerated or he was exempted from that order, here the statement clarifies that the order came to Iblis' order. Also, if Amar took when I ordered you, how did he respond? قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْهُ. He says, I'm better than he. Now he's going to give his reason why he thinks that he is better. خَلَقُتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقُتَهُ مِن طِينٍ. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. You created me from fire and you created him from clay.
What is clay? What is steam? You take a little bit of dirt, you could get it outside, you mix it with some water, and you get some mushy stuff. That's what you created Adam from. And you created me from fire. Fire can burn the clay. And this is what the Fuqaha or the Usuliyun, they say, that this statement that Iblis had made is called Qiyasun Fasid. That he made Qiyas, or he made an adjunct, or he made a comparison or an association by saying that because you created me of fire and you created him of clay, I am better than he is. And the comparison or the deduction on the part of Iblis is false. Who says? Who are you to say, Iblis, that because you were created of fire and he was created of clay, that you are better than he is? Fire can burn. But fire is also destructive. And the earth is that which, if you were to plant a seed, it would grow and it would nourish and it would generate life. La ilaha illallah. What are we deriving here, ya akhi? What are we looking at? Shaitan is looking at Adam and he's seeing something made of clay and he is made of fire. Something he cannot be seen. Innahu yarakum huwa wa qabiluhu min haythu la tarawnahum. He sees you, he together with his tribes, from perches and from areas that you can see him not. So he thought that he is better. You know what we're realizing, my brothers and sisters? We're realizing from this lesson, this tremendous lesson, that Iblis and Shaitan, you know what he was? He was the first racist. You know what is the second point that we realize also too, ya akhi? That if we were to follow racism and bigotry and prejudice, we are following the ways of who? Clear and simple, ya akhi. It's clear and simple. And because you think that because of your color, the color of your skin, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ جَمَالِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your beauty, وَمَالِكُمْ, and your wealth. بَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. But he looks at what? At your hearts, and he looks at your actions. Ya ibadi, inna a'malukum uhsikum ilay aw lak. That, O my servants, it is your actions that I gather together for you. And so, my brothers, you're going to look, inshallah, you're going to look at the statement that Shaitan or Iblis had made and make an assessment and look at yourselves and see if this is the quality and this is the objective or the outlook that we have to others. The moment you look at somebody, ya akhi, and you see the color of his skin and it's a little bit whatever, I'm better than he is. Or you look at somebody and you say that, hey, I'm young and I'm more whatever. Or you look at somebody and say, hey, you know, he is a little bit short and I am whatever. La ilaha illallah, ya akhi. Get that attitude out of you. You see what we're trying to do here? We're trying to root out the problem from the source. We're trying to take out the problem from the source and to identify the problem with Shaitan. Min ba'di an nazagha shaytanu bayni wa bayna ikhwati. Yusuf alayhi salam. After his brothers threw him in the well. Were any brothers present here for the lecture series on the story of Yusuf with Brother Yasir? Subhanallah. I wish I could have been present to benefit from the Shaykh. That he identified, Yusuf alayhi salam identified, not his brothers as being the problem when they threw him in the well and when they tried to kill him. No. He identified Shaitan as being the enemy. Who is your enemy, ya akhi? Who is your enemy, ya akhi? Is it your Muslim brother who is sitting next to you, ya akhi? Or is it Shaitan who is trying to sow sedition between you and your brother? La ilaha illallah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu udkhulu fi silmi kaffa. Oh, you who believe, come into Islam. How? 10 or 20% or 50% or 80 or 90 or 95. Kaffa! Straight in, ya akhi. Come into Islam wholeheartedly, ya akhi. Don't hold back a little thing and say, hey, you know, I'll save that for the rainy day. What you doing? Ya subhanallah. Enter into Islam wholeheartedly, ya akhi. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Why? Look at the connection between the first and the second statement. In other words, if you hold back, as we say in Trinidad, if you hold back, you want to follow the footsteps of shaitan. You're leaving something for shaitan, ya akhi. And do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Innahu lakum. The words of Allah, ya akhi, and he's telling you, who is your enemy? Innahu lakum aduwwum mubin. He is to you a clear and avowed enemy. This is your enemy, ya akhi. On the authority of Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, in a hadith reported by Bukhari and Muslim, إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ يُجْمَعْ خَلْقَهُ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّهِ أَرْبَعِينَ يَوْمًا. The creation of you, ya akhi. We spoke about Adam, and you might say, hey, he's my forefather. You know, we know all about his history, and we know all about his story. La ilaha illallah. إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ. Any one of you, or each one of you, is brought together, his creation is brought together in the womb of his mother for 40 days as a nutfa. ثُمَّ يَكُونَ فِي ذَلِكَ عَلَقَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. And he becomes, or he is in the womb of his mother as an alaqa for the same period of time. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ فِي ذَلِكَ مُدْخَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. And then he is made into a mudkha, something like a chewed up piece of flesh, or a piece of chewing gum when you chew it, in for another period of time equal to 40. ثُمَّ يُرْسَلَ الْمَلَكُ فَيَنْفُخُ فِيهِ الرُّوحِ فَيُؤْمَرُ بِأَرْبَعَ كَلِمَاتٍ. And then an angel is sent. Ya akhi, this happened for every one of you. You can recall it? Can any one of us recall it? We don't know when that incident took place. We have no idea when that incident took place. You had contact with the angels, ya akhi. You see what we're trying to do, ya akhi? Give you that sharaf. Let us give each other that self-esteem and that feeling to know that we belong and we are part, and that we are not ostracized, and that we are not exiled, and we are not mutatarrifin, we are not extremists, or that we are marginalized. You know all the words that they use. And that, you know, you have this group here and that group there. When the angel came, you think he was looking at you and saying, hey, you know, there's a black or blue or white or green or a yellow baby, astaghfirullah. وَيُرْسِلُ عَلَيْهِ الْمَلَكِ. The angel was sent to you, ya akhi. You had contacts with that angel. وَيُؤْمَرْ بِأَرْبَى كَلِمَاتِ. And he is ordered with four words concerning you. It happened to all of us, ya akhi. Look at our legacy and look at what has been laid down. بِكَتْبِ رِزْقِهِ وَأَجَلِهِ وَعَمَلِهِ وَشَقِيٌّ أَوْ سَحِيدٌ. He is ordered with the writing down. He is going to make a statement now. He is going to inscribe now what? His rizq, or his sustenance, his ajal, the length of time that he is going to live. وَعَمَلُهُ, and the actions that he is going to perform on this earth. وَشَقِيٌّ أَوْ سَعِيدٌ, and whether he is going to be happy or whether he is going to be sad. And ya akhi, don't feel that because you're happy you're going to Jannah, and if you're sad you're going to hell. It don't work so, as we say in Trinidad. I hope you all understand my language. It don't work so. It don't work like that, in other words. That you're happy you go to Jannah, you're born with a gold spoon in your mouth, you have everything until you die, and you drive Lexus alone. And that you go to Jannah, and the guy who has, you know, a bicycle to get from to and from work, he's the one who is going to hell. It doesn't work like that. Because here it is, the Muslim, he can fall either as a Sa'id or a Shaqi. He can either be a happy man for his life, or he can be a sad, melancholic kind of person for the entire of his life. The thing is, it happens to the kuffar and it happens to the Muslims. The kuffar, they're going to the hellfire. But the Muslim, what happens? It's how he reacts now to this happiness and this sadness. Ya Akhil Kareem, are we talking about... like we are talking about this topic, eh? Like we switched the topic and go on to something else. But ya Akhi, let us look at the self-esteem that is in each and every one of us. And the fact that you belong... And the fact that you're a Muslim, and the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala handpicked you for becoming a Muslim and for being part of this congregation and being part of that movement and that call to the Sunnah and that call to Tawheed. And you know, we should mention a beautiful hadith here. How do you react to the hatred, and how do you react to the animosity, and how do you react to the sadness? And by the way, there are people who, when they are faced with this kind of sadness and these kinds of difficulties, you may realize it or you may not, but it drives people away from Islam. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kan yakul la yahdiyanna bika rajulan wahid khayrun laka min hamurin ni'am. That one person should be guided by you, ya akhi. It is better than a humurin ni'am, the most beautiful camel. What would be worth maybe 10 or 15, maybe 100 Lexuses or Mercedes Benz or whatever have you here. If that is the case for guiding somebody and accepting somebody into Islam, like what the brother did today when he came to the masjid and he accepted Islam, what about if you were responsible for someone leaving Islam, ya akhi? And by the way, don't tell me you don't have that problem, because you have kids and you have young ones. And when you are studying Islam and when you are in the masajid and you perform in salah, and when you read in Quran, what are your kids doing? And where did your kids sleep last night? And we're not talking about a problem that you all alone have, no. Where did your kids sleep last night? What was the last drink that your son or daughter had? Was it Coke or was it beer? La ilaha illallah. And when you in the house, you like a dog with your tail between your legs, you can't say nothing. But when you come to the masjid, rah, you big and you bad, mashallah. You know the most Islam, mashallah. But at home, we, as we say in Trinidad, you like a kunu munu. I don't have to explain that term to you. Just listen to the sound. Subhanallah. Look at your kids, ya akhi, and see where they are now. And if while we are here and we are fighting among ourselves and destroying one another, our kids are saying, hey, I don't want to be a part of that. I gone. I'm out of here. Is that what we want? Is that what we want, ya akhi? Let us create that love and that brotherhood. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues and says, "For wallahi la ilaha ghayru. For wallahi la ilaha ghayru." And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not swear by the Lord of the universe except for some statement that was profound that he was now going to say. No? Hear what he's going to say in this hadith, ya akhi. "For wallahi la ilaha ghayru." And by the one other than whom there is no other God. Inna ahadakum la ya'malu bi amali ahli al-jannah hatta la yakunu baynahu wa baynaha illa dhira' fayasbiku alayhi al-kitab fay'amalu bi amali ahli an-nar fayadkhuluha. La ilaha illallah. That statement is one of the most difficult statements for me to read, ya akhi. I don't like to read this hadith, ya akhi. Gosh, it's too hard. Subhanallah. La ilaha illallah. Inna ahadakum la ya'malu bi amali ahli al-jannah. That one of you does the actions of the people of Jannah. Hatta la yakunu baynahu wa baynaha illa dhira'. Until there isn't a hand span. There isn't more than a hand span between you and the Jannah. Fa ya'malu bi amali فَيَسْبِكُهُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابُ And then that which is written overtakes him. فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ And then he does the action of the people of the hellfire. فَيَدُخُلُهَا And then he enters it. La ilaha illallah. Who is that, ya akhi? Who is that person that the hadith is talking about, ya akhi? Is it me that he's speaking about there? La ilaha illallah, we are doing the actions, at least on the outside, that we want to go to Jannah, ya akhi. And what could happen to me after this moment? That prior to my death, wa'iyaza billah, and prior to my death, what can happen, ya akhi? That I can, what is written for me, and I hope and I pray that is written for me to go to Jannah. And if otherwise is written, this is what will happen, and I start to behave like the people of the hellfire, and then I enter it. And I'm talking to myself, ya akhi. And I'm saying it to you. Are we in that category, ya akhi, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about? Do you have any guarantee? Where is the insurance that you signed? And the guarantee is that you're going to have this big pension, or you're going to have this big salary that is going to come to you when you retire. Where is the contract and where is the arrangement that you are sure that you are going to Jannah, ya akhi? Bring it here now, let's see it. Where it's written in black and white. Subhanallah. I do not know where I stand, ya akhi. Do you? And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives us hope in the other part of the hadith, and he says, وَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ And one of you does the actions of the people of the hellfire, حَتَّى لَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ Until there isn't, except between him and the hellfire, except one handspan. فَيَسْبِكُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابَ And then what is written overtakes him. فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ And then he does the actions of the people of the Jannah. فَيَدُخُلُهَا And then he enters it. So you look at the guy who has all the evil actions, mashallah, and you say he is going to hell. And by your very statement, you could put yourself in the hellfire and put him in Jannah. By your very statement. You know, Imam al-Shafi'i, he used to be afraid, he used to be scared. He used to say that I can't remember a time that I really did anything wrong. And he wasn't saying it out of, you know, pat on the back and that he was doing so much of good, ya akhil kareem. No. But he said, inni akhsha su'al khatima. That he would fear that the very last action that he would do would be his worst action, and because of that, he will go into the hellfire. La ilaha illallah. Imam al-Shafi'i. Subhanallah. What does that leave for me and you, ya akhil kareem? And so, my brothers, you will have serious problems, and you need to address those problems. And we'd like to look, inshallah, very quickly at some of the asbab, or some of the ways and means by which we can create some unity, and which we can bring together and coalesce the various what factions or forces that we have among us, ya akhi. And one of the first ways in which this is to be done, and rather than, you know, you targeting a person or a personality, rather than we deal with the personalities, ya akhi, we need to deal with issues. And the first most important issue is for us to understand this deen. Man yuridi Allahu bihi khayra yufaqihhu fi ad-deen. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes for him good, He teaches him his religion. Ya akhi, this is what we're concerned with. That you and I, my brother, your first focus is that you should seek this knowledge. We're not talking about somebody, whether you are young or old, ya akhi, and that you feel you are old and decrepit with age, and that you cannot learn a single thing. No, it doesn't operate that way, ya akhi. Seek that knowledge, ya akhi. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was instructed by his Lord, Rabbi, zidni ilma. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make dua, Rabbi zidni ilma. Oh Allah, increase my knowledge. You know what Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani had to say concerning this comment or this statement of Quran, a'udhu billah. You know what he said? He said it shows the sharaf and the fadl and the greatness of ilm in that it was the only thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was instructed to make a request for its increase. Not wealth, and not the bakhla, and not the lexas, and not the buyut, the houses, and not the this and the that. But it was the only thing that he was instructed in Quran that he should make request for its increase. Over and above everything else, ya akhi. Ya subhanallah. Ya subhanallah. Seek that knowledge, ya akhi. And exonerate yourself and free yourself from the hellfire and seek that knowledge, ya akhi. And do not relegate that responsibility to somebody else and say, okay, you know, I'm not going to the madrasa. My children, they're going to go and they're going to seek the knowledge. I can't be a hafiz, but my son, inshallah, he will be the hafiz. I can't go to the masjid, but my son will go. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. You are sending yourself to the hellfire and you're sending him to Jannah? What kind of reverse reasoning is that? It doesn't work. So that this is what we need to understand, ya akhi, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you know, everybody invites to the Quran and the sunnah. And I hope we don't have any Shia here because I'm going to make a statement. Okay? And that is that the Shia, they invite to Quran and sunnah also. And the Brelwis, they invite to Quran and sunnah also. And the Qadianiyah, they invite to Quran and sunnah also. Everybody invites to Quran. Everybody who is anybody wants to invite to Quran and sunnah, mashallah. We always, that statement is the first thing to come on our tongues. And we are all Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, mashallah, tabarakallah. Everybody wants to be Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That is why those people who are on the track, what they do is that they identify, they do a little taqeed, they do a little specialization of that statement, and they narrow it down by saying, not only the Quran and the Sunnah, but on the understanding of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and those وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ and those who follow them in righteousness. So it's not, in other words, then it's not just any interpretation, your interpretation of the Sunnah, my interpretation, and what he says and what I say. No, we want to know what is the correct say, not just any say. And so, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, if you think we're looking at Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah is some huge numbers of people, Ibn Mas'ud used to say concerning the Jama'ah, Al Jama'ah man yuwafiqu al haqq. That the Jama'ah, that community, or the people who are on the truth, man yuwafiqu al haqq. Those who agree with the truth. Wa in kunta wahdak. Even if you were alone. فَأَنْتَ الْجَمَاعَةُ حِنَئِذٍ. If that is the case, and if you alone were on the truth, then you are the jama'ah in such a case. Subhanallah. It's not a matter of big numbers and small numbers and this and that, ya akhi. It is the truth. And the haqq here is going to come from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of his beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what? Not just your and my understanding, ya akhi. Huh? And we're going to look at the ayats of Quran. Okay, it means this and you interpret it to suit yourself and your particular clique and your particular group. No. Be a little impartial. And go back to the understanding of those people who were qualified to give that understanding.